The third phase of the Rural Enterprise Program, to cover 140 selected municipal and district assemblies across the country, will be launched next month. The program is jointly funded by the African Development Bank, International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, and Ghana government and aid agencies. It is estimated to cost $185 million. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, announced this when he handed over 31 double-decker pickups vehicles in addition to computers and the accessories to 31 beneficiary municipal and district assemblies in Kumasi, the headquarters of the program. Correspondent Thomas Nsueje has sent this report.
The Rural Enterprise Program, introduced about 2 decades ago as part of its implementation strategy, enrolls districts to participate in the program. The districts are expected to demonstrate their commitment by providing at least 2-room office accommodation and staff for the establishment of a business advisory center in collaboration with the National Board for Small-Scale Industries. The Minister of Trade and Industries, Haruna Idrisu, was happy that the program, since its inception, has created 54,000 jobs. It has also succeeded in creating entrepreneurs, address rural poverty, and enhance economic growth. Mr. Idrisu hopes more women will emerge as beneficiaries during the execution of the third phase. The minister was optimistic that the next phase will be extended to cover deprived districts where poverty is endemic. Mr. Idrisu, who was accompanied by his deputy, Neil Antivandapoy, commended the national director of the program, Kwesi Atta-Anchi, and his management team for good work done, and expects the equipment shall be properly managed. The deputy Ashanti regional minister, Samuel Edise, noted that the Rural Enterprise Program is designed to build micro-enterprises that could create jobs to enhance standards of living in the affected districts. The national director of the program, Kwesi Atta-Anchi, said the vehicles cost $180,000, while that of the computers cost $175,000. The beneficiary districts include Tai, Pru, Kano North, and Banda in the Bro-Ahafo regions. From Kumasi, Thomas Nsueje, reporting for Radio Ghana.